Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And you're going to be excited that you're here, too, because we've got Barbara Weltman back. That's right. Our favorite Barbara Weltman is here. Barbara is a original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is a tax attorney, the small business tax expert in the galaxy. She's the author of all the books on small business taxes, including the J.K. Lasser series, Small Business Taxes 2013 and 14. I'm getting there, Barbara. And also J.K. Lasser's Guide to Self-Employment, among others. And then her brand new book, which is just out in the last few months. Barbara, tell us what it is.
It's Smooth Failing. It's an e-book.
Yeah, Smooth Failing. So check all that out. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Hey, Barbara, we got lots to talk about in this segment because you're going to report to us on something that's being proposed that hasn't really happened at this level and in this kind of a proposal, really, since 1986 during President Reagan's last term. And I remember that well because that was a huge tax reform of 86. Is this one anywhere near that scale?
Probably not. Probably not. They're not proposing to rewrite the tax code, although it's certainly long overdue because, as you point out, we haven't had it done since 86.
Right.
And it's certainly time to revamp things. Things have certainly changed, and some things have been left unchanged, and they're due for some attention.
What's the most dramatic change? Is it the real estate?
Well, certainly real estate has changed. I think there's nothing. The tax code certainly doesn't recognize technology. It doesn't deal with it as perhaps it should. And the rules have never really been clearly addressed by the IRS, and that would be helpful. But I think more important, I think that after a while, you get sort of this patchwork fix to the code, and you really want to overhaul everything to try to make things simpler, fairer, and that's what we really need.
Right.
However, the proposals are, some of them would make things simpler, but many of them would not be simpler as a result. So.
Well, one of the things I noticed that the residential and non-residential depreciation for real estate would be 43 years. What is it, like 40?
Yeah, so it means you're paying, but now, especially with huge down payment requirements, but for commercial realty, but you're going to have to be writing the costs off over many more years.
43. Longer, what's the current depreciable period for
well, for commercial realty, it's 39 years, and for residential rental property, it's 27 and a half.
Yeah, so this is going to push everything out to 43 years. And this is just a proposal now, folks.
It's just a proposal. Yeah. Another proposal that I really don't like is they changed the rule. Right, for your advertising costs, you just write them off, assuming that they're reasonable. But under the proposed rule, you'd have to write off. You could write off half up front, but the other half you'd have to amortize over 5 years.
Advertising? That's ridiculous.
I know.
Advertising is like lettuce, folks. It has a shelf life of about 36 hours.
For advertising, you betcha. You probably don't even have the product around after 5 years.
That'll never fly. Obviously, whoever wrote that that sounds like something a community organizer would come up with, doesn't it?
Well, but on the other hand, one of the good rules would be to increase the first year expensing to $1 million.
Section 179, that's a definite small business advantage
there. Exactly, and to make that permanent. So we don't have to, from year to year, think about what it's going to be. Because right now, next year, unless Congress intervenes, we're going to have a $25,000 limit
back
compared
to
the
back
half
to
million
20 years
year.
Ago. It hasn't been $25,000 in 20 years.
Well, not quite, because it was $10,000 and then $12,000, whatever. But it certainly has been a lot higher for the past, for a number
folks, this
of
is,
years.
This is where... You can if you put equipment or any kind of a depreciable asset in service, you can, instead of depreciating it over a period of time, you can just expense it all in the year that you put it in service.
Right.
And so that's really helped a lot of small businesses over the last 15 years or so.
Right. Another thing that would be good would be that they would increase the opportunity to expense your startup costs.
Right.
So right now you're limited to $5,000 up front. That would change to $10,000, and that would be helpful. But on the other hand, the amount that you couldn't write off up front, you'd have to amortize over 20 years instead of the current 15 years.
Right.
So there's good news, bad news. This is only a trial balloon.
Right.
So this is
But it sort of gives you an idea about what they're thinking about. What about this intangible asset thing? When they talk about amortizing intangible assets, what are they talking about?
This has to do with acquired intangibles. So when you buy a business that includes intangibles.
Like goodwill
that you buy, exactly, right. That you have to amortize over currently 15 years, which is a pretty long time if you think about
That's right.
it. They want to change it to 20 years.
Which is ridiculous. It should be moved down to 10 instead of going to 20.
If you're going to change it, at least make it more favorable.
Right.
The whole point of all of this, record keeping is easier when it comes to keeping track of these things on computer, but the point is when we take business actions, we don't do this in terms of, the benefit we're getting over future years. We just think about what it costs us now.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. And you're right, the new proposals need to be 21st century based, not, in fact, second decade of the 21st century, or maybe even third decade, maybe anticipate the next decade. We need to have that kind of reality applied to any kind of a tax reform proposal.
Well, it certainly seems to me that, first of all, some of these proposals are, I don't know. I think they're just definitely trial balloons.
Right. Hey, Barbara, I got to take a quick break. Give us your website, please.
It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
And her new ebook is called Smooth Failing. Folks, it's a very important book. You want to check it out. And, of course, all of her J.K. Lasser's books on small business taxes. We come back. She's got more to come, more reform, and more news about withholding for the self-employed. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassinger.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.